Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivetex. My name is Dr. Veti Agala. I am a public health physician, the vice chairman of the Nigeria Medical Association, and the immediate past president of the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch. Today we'll be talking on breast cancer awareness. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesomwike, the initiator of Rev Ethics.
Special greetings to the blessed people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivetex on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that your health is your wealth. Be prudent with it. This episode is in commemoration of World Breast Cancer Month, which comes up annually every October. Breast Cancer Awareness Month is a global healthcare event for the awareness of breast cancer that has taken place in October of every year for the past 37 years, various organizations, both global and local, come together during this month to promote awareness campaigns and activities which recognize the necessity of the early diagnosis of breast cancer, its treatment, and also preventive tips to avoid the ailment. Breast cancer has become the most commonly diagnosed cancer type in the world. In 2020, it was estimated that there were more than 2.26 million new cases of breast cancer. Sadly, this situation is projected to get worse. Experts estimate that by 2040, breast cancer will increase by more than one-third to more than 3 million new cases per year. This increase will be driven mostly by demographic factors as population, age, and lifestyle factors change, particularly in low and middle income countries. Cancer experts are working to limit the increase in breast cancer incidence and mortality, and the World Health Organization's Global Breast Cancer Initiative aims to improve access to breast cancer early diagnosis and prompt comprehensive breast cancer management. Scientists studying breast cancer have identified things to avoid to reduce the risk of breast cancer. For example, alcohol, tobacco, obesity and being overweight, unhealthy diet and inactivity. Our guest speaker today is Dr. Veti Agala, a public health physician, breast cancer awareness advocate and the vice chairman of Nigerian Medical Association, River State. She will be sharing with us her insight on the topic. Do learn all you can as you listen. A kind Rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Who is that?
Baby, it's me, Alice.
Oh my. Sweetheart, please come in.
Doki, good afternoon, sir.
Boma, my in-law. I thought it was only my baby that came along. You both are highly welcome. Please, what can I offer you two?
I beg, my dog. No stress yourself. You know, say me be your only sweetheart bodyguard. So you have nothing to worry about. The only thing we remain for me now just for me to the carry AK-49, the Mount Haggard 247.
Boma, take it easy with this your bodyguard thing. I keep warning you. Stop this thing, no. Hey! Okay, oh.
Baby, don't worry. He's doing well. I'm highly supportive of his good works. You know that I can't afford to have anything bad happen to you.
Doc, help me tell him.
Before they will say, Alice is talking. Okay, oh, sweetheart. All protocols will be duly observed from now henceforth.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. Sweetheart, what brought this surprise visit? Because I didn't anticipate your coming.
Baby, I'm sorry for not informing you. But it was really urgent. It's about the breast cancer awareness campaign.
Sweetheart, thanks so much for reminding me about this. I almost forgot that the month of October is for breast cancer awareness.
My dog, make una dey calm down before una go carry me go where I no know. We thought this na campaign matter. Wetin come concern October and breast cancer again now?
Boma, the month of October is specially marked for breast cancer awareness. That's aimed to increase awareness and to promote regular screening and early detection of breast cancer.
Baby, you are absolutely right. Boma, this month is really essential for breast cancer awareness. Because breast cancer is a very, very, very serious matter. And the theme of this year's campaign revolves around breast cancer prevention and early detection. It's a call to action for Roma Biagians, and everybody has a key role to play.
Oh boy, now with this in the enter my head safe. But why can't be only breast cancer with these people they talk about safe? Every time breast cancer. Now be the only type of cancer we them get.
But mama, you know, we have other types of cancer. But it's on record that breast cancer is the commonest type of cancer among women and men also. According to the UN, one out of every 3 women diagnosed of cancer every year is breast cancer. And also 30% of every cancer diagnosed in a year is breast cancer.
Baby, you're right. Boma, you have to see that the statistics prove that breast cancer is the commonest type of cancer we have. That is why they talk about breast cancer more than other cancers.
Na true talk be that too. But how person won't take detect and prevent all these yama things and things now?
Breast cancer can be detected by the change in the size of breast, lump in the breast, change in the color of the breast, etc. We can also prevent it through modifying the risk factors, which are quitting smoking, reducing alcohol use, and exposure to radiation.
Honey, thank you. And Boma, you know, it is important to know that screening, monthly breast examination, mammogram are also viable options of detecting breast cancer.
My dog, my ear don't full already. You. I go follow Nakai this campaign, reach every corner of this our kingdom. All of us go work together because no time to waste time. Oh.
Thank you, Boma.
Is there to rise, give us grace to live as one. So God bless our hope and make us great. One people.
The drama you just listened to is titled Precaution by Princess Amy Alagwa, starring
Isaac Gospel as Dr. Wilson,
Ifani Samuel as Boma,
and your darling baby girl Princess Amy Alagwa as Alice. Written by Visa, it was directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. Remember, early detection saves lives.
You better see you find out within your body early than to find out late, because if you save your life, oh.
Thank you. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Treasure base of the nation. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We are people.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere. Build a better nation, that's the reason why we're here.
A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. If you're just joining in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and my name is Dr. Veti Agala. I'll be speaking on breast cancer awareness. As you know, the entire month of October is dedicated to raise awareness on breast cancer and its impact. We want to ensure prevention and early detection so that women do not suffer or die from the disease. This campaign is also to encourage women who have some risk to be able to live breast healthy lifestyles. It is a call to action. Whoever you are, wherever you are, you have a role to play. To play that role and to take action, of course, you must know a few things about breast cancer, which is what I want to share with us today. What is breast cancer? Breast cancer is abnormal growth of the breast cells. Beyond their boundaries is an uncontrolled growth that can invade other cells around the breast and even spread to other organs in the body. Breast cancer is common in women but can also occur in men. Breast cancer is the commonest cancers in women all over the world, and according to the World Health Organization, 1 in 3 new cancers in women diagnosed every year is breast cancer. So it means that 30% of every cancer diagnosed in the year is breast cancer. And in 2020, 2.26 million cases were recorded world over. It is also the leading cause of cancer deaths amongst females and is estimated to account for 685,000 deaths just 2 years ago in 2020. In Nigeria, more than 100,000 cases are diagnosed every year. And the cancer death ratio in Nigeria is 4 to 5. So what it means is that if you had 5 women having breast cancer, that 4 may likely die. And that means that we are losing a lot of our women. This is one of the worst cancer death statistics in the world. That is exactly why we are raising awareness, so that our women can come out on time. Early diagnosis, they say, saves life. What causes breast cancer? Breast cancer has no one particular cause, but research has shown that there are risk factors that are connected with breast cancer. It's also important to remember that while some factors can be modified, there are some others that may not be modified. But change in behavior, change in lifestyle can help to prevent at least 30% of cases of breast cancer. Now, the most important and most significant risk factor for breast cancer is increasing age. In fact, 80% of breast cancer inclusive is accounted for as a person gets old. So the older you get, the more at risk you are to have cancer. Okay? Being 50 years and over is a higher risk. So it means that when you're over 50, you're more likely to have breast cancer. But we've had cancers in girls as young as 17, 18, 20 something or 30 something years. So age, though a very significant factor, is not absolute, as we have very younger people still coming down with breast cancer. Sex, of course, I said earlier that it's more common in women, but rarely, in 1% of cases, you can have a man have breast cancer. The next factor is family history or genetics. Genetics accounts for 1 in 8 cases of breast cancer. So if you have a parent, a sibling, or a close family relationship with someone who has had breast cancer, you are more likely to have the disease. If you have had breast cancer before in one breast, you're also more likely to have in the other breast. We have some genes that predispose people in certain families to having breast cancer. Physical inactivity or obesity, you know, being overweight, obese, not exercising or not eating right, can increase the risk of breast cancer developing or even recurring. Smoking. Tobacco has been linked with many cancers, including breast cancer. First hand smoking, as in whether you are a smoker yourself or you benefit from second hand smoking, staying around where people smoke, you become at risk of breast cancer. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll complete the risk factors and then go on to look at the types of breast cancer and the symptoms that you find when someone possibly has a breast cancer.
Come, come, my friend, there is no zero man. Everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one. Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people? Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way. You're sounding an alarm, you're crying wolf where there is none. That is wrong. Come this far, why do you wanna set the state on fire?
You think you are clever, cursing one another won't get us anywhere. Better be a builder, not a destroyer, think it over today.
So come, my friend, let's live together in peace and harmony.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Revetics on Radio, and my name is Dr. Veti Agala, talking to us on breast cancer awareness. Before the break, we're talking about what breast cancer is, and we had listed some of the risk factors. The next risk factor is alcohol use. Alcohol use is a risk factor for many cancer types, including breast cancer. Exposure to radiation. If you have had prior exposure to radiation around the head, the neck, the chest, you might probably be at more risk. What about people who have had some form of hormone replacement therapy? Their risk for breast cancer also increases. Now, there are different types of breast cancer. I just list them out and we look at the stages, because these are some of the reasons that our women come late. So we have the ductal carcinoma, we have the lobular carcinoma. The ductal one is just in the milk duct. The lobular one is in the lobule that produce the milk. Then we have what we call inflammatory breast cancer, the triple negative breast cancer, the Paget disease of the nipple. It doesn't matter what the type of cancer is. What is important is that we find them early and we are able to intervene on time. Of course, there are stages to breast cancer. There's the stage zero, where it is not yet invasive. It's still just at that location. It has not spread to any nearby breast tissue. Stage one has spread to nearby breast tissue, but it's still within the breast. For stage two, it has gone up to the lymph nodes, and it could be 2 cm to 5 cm. For stage 3, it has spread from the breast to nearby organs. And of course, by stage 4, it has gone far to further places like the liver, the brain, and other parts of the body. Now, what are some of the symptoms or signs we should look out for? Breast symptoms are very different based on what type of cancer you would have. So, there are some key signs that you should look out for. One is a change in the size of the breast or the shape of the breast. We have two breasts. The left breast is slightly bigger, but when you find that one of your breasts or both are just suddenly big or increased in size, you should worry. Or that there is a lump in the breast. It could be as small as a pea side. It may be painless, but you find a lump in the breast is something to look into. Whether the breast is also thick or there's a lump in or near the breast or in the armpit, that could also be a sign. There could be change in the color of the breast or how it looks or how it feels. It could have a dimple in the breast. So when there's a dimple, it means that there's something pulling it inside. It could be scaly, It could be inflamed, it could be red, it could be just a hard area under the skin. The nipple can actually go back in, like retract, if something is pulling it in. There could be pain in the breast or just on the nipple. There could be clear fluid or blood stain coming out from the nipples. There may be, depending on the stage of breast cancer, there may be other problems, weight gain or weight loss, fatigue, weakness, you know, some other things that follow advanced disease. But here is it, there may not be any sign at all. And that's why screening is so important. So we have said there could be all of this, but what if there is no sign at all? How would you then know that you have breast cancer? We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up with how to prevent breast cancers and what screening tests to do.
Hey, another one, don't you? You think say God day, therefore you no go walk. My friend, not deceive yourself.
Work not they fall from up.
Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie, lie.
Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bear the full. Then when night reach, work go land in your domot.
But where? You waste time.
You must work hard so that workies go boku.
Which month they won't take talk and say as you big reach so, you not fit do one better thing.
With tea, you not the shame. Try and make your life better. Go find work. Go find work. Go find work, do.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, my name is Dr. Veti Agala, and I have been talking about breast cancer awareness. Prevention and early detection of breast cancer offers the most cost-effective long-term strategy for control of breast cancer. Now, we are told that 30 to 50% of cancer deaths can be prevented by modifying our risk or avoiding key risk factors. We've talked about avoiding alcohol, stopping smoking, maintaining a healthy body weight, exercising regularly, screening, early detection through screening. And there are a number of things that we can do for breast. The first is monthly breast self-examination. Every woman, whether menstruating or postmenopausal, is to choose a date, if you're not menstruating, any particular day in the month, and do that every month. If you're menstruating, it's usually better to do this a week after your menses, because at that time, the breast is less painful and quieter during the cycle. So you examine your breast, you're looking, is there a lump in the breast? Is there a change in the color or size? Is there any fluid coming out of the nipple? Of course, apart from breast milk, is there anything, blood coming out of the nipple? Is there any retraction, change in color? Those are things you look at when you stand in front of your mirrors as women. The next thing to do is to actually palpate and touch the breast to see whether there is a lump. And when you do that and you find anything up to under your arm, if you find any lump, you can also go to your healthcare provider to do a clinical breast examination for you or send you for an ultrasound scan. Those are things that you can do to see what is happening in the breast. Most importantly, the mammogram for every woman is so important. Once you're 40 and over, the mammogram is a test that you can do and that can find or detect early breast cancers, whether you have symptoms or not. Of course, to make a diagnosis of breast cancer, you must do a biopsy and send the tissue to the lab, to the histologist, for us to know what kind of cancer is it, if it is a cancer. And there are treatment modalities. We have surgery, we have chemotherapy, radiotherapy, hormone therapy, immunotherapy, and gene therapy. All of these can be given in different combinations. Breast cancer is not a death sentence. We have many survivors and they are joining in raising the campaign. So treating cancer at the early stages is very key. Many of our women come to the hospitals very, very late because they have stayed at home through either ignorance or lack of access or finances, you know, or they think that it's a witchcraft thing or a spiritual problem. They do all manners of things, use herbs, supplements, and all that. By the time they come to the hospital, the cancer may have spread to other parts of the body and it becomes harder to treat successfully. According to the WHO, most of the deaths that occur in low and middle income countries like ours, where breast cancer is diagnosed in very late stages. There's a call to action today. Fighting breast cancer takes everyone. Yes, it should not be a death sentence. Our people are presenting late because of ignorance. Let's continue to raise awareness. Let's improve the economy so that people are not poor. Let's debunk cultural and superstitious belief, fear. These are some of the things that hold our women back. Play your role as a parent. Ensure that your family has healthy meals, that you exercise. As a young person, stop smoking. Reduce alcohol. Practice breast self-examination. Once you start menstruating, you can examine your breasts. Government will continue to make policies that make cancer prevention, care, and support accessible and less cumbersome to everyone. Thank you very much. Until I come your way again, this has been a discussion on breast cancer awareness in this Breast Cancer Awareness Month of October. Ensure that you examine your breast.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reave Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reave Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info, 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.